Walls plastered with photographs and names of missing people have become a common sight in New York these past few days. NPR's Scott Simon has been out looking at the growing collections on the city's street corners.
Today has been one of those magically movie-bright autumn days in New York. After almost a week of grief and shock and stillness, the city's streets and squares began to bristle with some life today. Now, Union Square, just a few blocks above the blast area in Lower Manhattan, has seemed to become a kind of unofficial people's message wall and mourning spot. The park is speckled with thousands of candy-colored Mexican candles that burn through the day and night. And each tree, each inch of fence is papered over with what amount to wanted posters for people searching for loved ones who were caught up in the blast last Tuesday. Families and friends who were trying to melt down into just a few short words those traits in their loved ones that might help a stranger recognize them too. Charles Morrow of Brooklyn, 38, his family's put a picture of him up holding his infant daughter in his arms, and they say he has a tattoo of a smile face on his right forearm. Doris Eng, 30, she was a restaurant manager on the 107th floor. She wears an NYU graduation ring on her right hand and a jade pig on a cord around her neck. Masuro Osa lives in Japan. His family sent a picture of him which shows him holding a smiling little girl in pink silk on his lap. The two of them are grinning and laughing, father and daughter, I guess. Looks like they're on what amounts to a tour boat. The poster says he has braces, wears glasses, and they say his family misses him. Someone has stretched a couple of long rolls of artist canvas along one of the park fences here. People are scrawling their thoughts and their prayers. As we weep, we endure, someone says. Sometimes you can pick up impromptu debates. There's a quote from Gandhi in one section. Below that, someone else has written, "Get the bastards." Another, "War is bad, peace is good." That's answered by another, "The time for peace is past." Several just say, "I love New York. New York shines on." There's a picture of Noel Mertz, 29. He was wearing his wedding band last Tuesday. His family says he has a dolphin tattooed on his left foot, a turkey tattooed on his right hip. Joseph Iquabachi, 26. Amy Lamsimoff, she looks like a teenager. Jason DeFazio, 42. Francisco Cruz, 48. Mary Lou Haig, 26. Yuta Jane, 51. The names of New York, the names from every corner of the world. Another sign in the center of Union Square says hope is alive. But as the days since the attack toll by, and so few of the faces on these posters are found, there's smiles that are all around us here, the only real smiles in the park today, instead become memorials. Scott Simon, NPR News, Union Square in New York City.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.